Hey guys, Dan Bradbury here, and today I'm going to reveal to you the number one most important metric, I believe, for your business in 2024. So, in addition to that, I'm also going to say who the most important person that you need to work with in 2024 is. And third, the most important activity that you need to execute on in 2024 if you're going to maximize your company's success. So, I think these three things hold true for B2B businesses, B2C, service-based businesses, info businesses, product-based. Really, I believe it will apply to your business. So regardless of your industry, these three things are critical across all types of businesses. So let's get started with the most important metric for business in 2024. Now, what I'm going to say might surprise you, this metric, and I would say that most business owners don't even have a clue what it really is, let alone how to calculate it. And I'm going to show you both now in this short presentation. Okay. So the number one most important metric is the value of your business if you were to sell it now. What is your company's valuation? Now, immediately, some of you are called bullshit, right? Some of you are saying, no, that's not true because I'm not looking to sell my business. And I'd encourage you to think again because there are three reasons why I think it is critical. It is paramount. It will cost you significantly if you do not know this metric, right? Even if you are not selling, even if you have no intent to sell. So even if you're scaling your business or you're just happy, you want to keep your business for the long term, I still think there are three fundamental reasons why you must keep a track of this metric and how it's changing. Is it going up or is it going down over time? Reason number one, and this is big, it has a huge impact on your mental health. I've worked with many, many hundreds, thousands of business owners, but many hundreds in great depth from coaching, masterminding, etc., over the last 10 or 15 years. And when business is doing well, it typically supports their mental health. And when their business is really struggling and doing badly, it's like an anchor. It has a significant negative impact on their mental health in most cases. So your mental health is important, not just for how well you perform in your business. It becomes a downward spiral if you feel this anchor and it drags your state down, but also for the rest of your life, for your family, right? Money disputes are the number one cause for divorce, right? And yet it's more pronounced in small business owners because the business does badly and then it has a negative impact on the marriage, right? Because of mental health impacts. And that ties us into reason number two, which is a strong business valuation, a strong and growing business valuation provides security for your family, right? Like, and you breathe because sometimes you've got business owners where he or she is like running the business and feels optimistic about the future, but their spouse is freaking out because the business is scaling and it's consuming cash and cash is tight and the spouse feels insecure, right? But really, the more robust and valuable the business is, the more it protects the family in good times and in bad times, or even in really bad times when something happens to the business owner, the stronger and more robust the business is, which ultimately will be measured by its valuation, right? A stronger, more robust business, which doesn't just mean more revenue, it doesn't just mean more profit. There's more to it than that we're about to get to. That will mean that there is more valuable stream of cash flow for the family and or valuation if the business were to be sold or disposed of. Okay. And the third reason, and this is the big one for me, it's really the ultimate scorecard. It shows you how good are you at the game of business, right? If your company's valuation is growing, it's because management, the people running the company, are doing a good job. Right? If it's outperforming the competition in the marketplace, if it's rising faster than the market, it's due to the decisions the senior management team is making. So it's a scoreboard. And sometimes your revenue can go up, but your profit can go down. Sometimes your profit can go up, but your valuation can go down. Right? But overall, the most important, the highest chunk level metric is the company's valuation. Because it's an amalgamation of how quickly is a company growing? How profitable is a company? And most importantly, how reliable, predictable, and sustainable those profits are deemed to be, Right? So it's the ultimate scorecard. So let me get to it. This is the fastest and easiest way to calculate it, right? I mean, look, if you're trying to sell your company, a bit like if you sell your house, whatever an estate agent says your house is worth, it's really only worth what somebody would pay for it, right? So if the market's frozen and nobody will pay that amount of money for it, is it really worth that much? It's to be debated. It's a little bit different with a company, however. Yes, it's ultimately what worth somebody would pay for it if you were to sell it. But if you're keeping it, the fact is the valuation metric is a proxy for how robust are those profits into the future for you and your family. Okay. So this will get you very, very, very close. And it's something that I watch obsessively because it means, are you doing the right things? Are you winning or are you losing? And do adjustments need to be made? So this is it, the formula. EBITDA times a multiple plus assets minus liabilities. Now, some of you get what this means, but some of you have glazed over, right? So let me break this down one piece at a time, okay? EBITDA. EBITDA is an accounting definition for earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization. If you don't know what that means, don't worry. Simplistically, it's your profit before tax and a couple of other little adjustments, okay? It's your profit that your company makes before corporation tax and with a few other adjustments, okay? Don't worry about the accounting definition right now. Fundamentally, it's the profit, right? And that profit is times by some multiple. Okay, and now the multiple is an industry-specific metric for how reliable, predictable, and sustainable those profits are, right? And there's normally a range by a particular industry, right? And it will vary by industry. So certain industries that are not that predictable have a low multiple. So retail, typically it's a low multiple. It might be two, three, four times those profits. Whereas stuff that's got long-term contract value, like mobile phone companies, often will have a 10, 15, 20 times the profit. That's the multiple that it will be. Okay, so it tends to vary by the type of industry that you're in and the business model of your industry. So recurring revenue software type businesses typically have a higher multiple because they're reliable, predictable, sustainable. Anyway, I'm getting lost here. The point is, there'll be a range for your industry, which I can give you. If you're in X industry, it's this range. If you're in Y industry, it's this range. And I'm going to show you how to dial in, right? Because if the multiple range in your industry is 5 to 8, well, is your company's valuation a 5 times multiple or an 8 times multiple? I'm going to show you how to figure that out so you know how much your company is really worth. Okay, so that's EBITDA, that's the multiple. Next up is assets, right? This is on your balance sheet. This is the things and stuff that your company owns, the resources. So it can be cash, it can be receivables, it can be inventory or stock. It might be property, it might be vehicles, it might be machinery. Okay, there are other things as well, but they're like the major categories in most cases. Okay, and then so you need to add the assets. And then you need to take off your liabilities. That's what you the company owes. What your company owes that it's not yet paid. So typically, there's three big categories of this. Okay, there are taxes payable, right? Because you pay tax in arrears. You know, your VAT, your corporation tax, your PAYE, right? There's other tax categories, but you get the idea. Taxes payable that you've not paid yet. There are notes payable, which are like loans. So you, at the moment, there's a lot of companies still with bounce backs and C bills, but any other kind of debt, where it's borrowed money that needs to be repaid. And then there's suppliers payable, right? So this can include payroll, like, you know, if you're on the 28th of the month, you've had a load of employees for the first 28 days and you've not paid them that pay yet because it's not payday. But the fact is, you do owe the money, right? You will owe a full month's pay in a couple of days' time, right? But also, you've got contractors, suppliers, etc. So it's your EBITDA times by multiple plus your assets minus your liabilities. Okay. Now, of all those things, your assets and liabilities are on your balance sheet, but your profit is found on your P&L. But the multiple is the one that's not found on any typical on your financial scorecards that your accountant gives you. Okay. So let me give you an example with easy maths, and then I'm going to show you how to do it for your business. Okay. Let's say you've got a company, let's say it's a retail business, which, as I said before, has a low multiple, which has 5 million in revenue. It has 1 million in profit. I mean, that'd be very high for a retail, but let's just stick with that example for now. And so the range for a lot of retail solo site will be 2 to 4 times multiple range. Okay. So let's say this business also doesn't really have many in assets, and like the balance sheet cancels each other out. So you've got $1 million in profit times by a 2 to 4 multiple range, plus assets of 100 grand minus liabilities of 100 grand. That would give you a valuation of 2 to 4 million pounds. Now, here's the point. The difference between having a £2 million business and a £4 million business is huge. So of the four things in our formula, three of the four come off your financial scorecard, your balance sheet and your P&L. Okay. But the one that changes the valuation radically is the multiple, like where you fall in that range. So I'm going to give you an example to show you why there is a range, and then show you how to dial it in so you know what your company is worth. So here's two different businesses, each making $1 million in profit. Okay. Business A is an influencer. Okay. So this influencer, let's say she's got, millions of people following her on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, etc. And, her profit is $1 million. Her revenue might be, £1.5 million, and she spends $500,000. So she's got $1 million in profit, okay, before tax. But she doesn't have any assets and liabilities because over time she's organically built up these large followings. So she's paid all the tax that she owes. She's got no debts. So she's got no liabilities, but she's got no assets because she spends all the profit that she makes, right? And but she makes $1 million a year. Okay, that's business A. Business B, however, is a property company that makes $1 million in profit from before tax from its rental properties. It's got 10 million in assets. Let's just pretend that's all property, and 10 million in liabilities. Okay, let's just pretend that's all mortgages. Now, clearly, it can be different categories, but I'm keeping a simple. Keep this example simple, right? To make the point. Okay, the point is, both business A and business B have balance sheets that even out to zero, i.e., their net assets or their equity, depending on which term you want to use, are zero because the assets equal the liabilities. Okay. And they've both got the same profit. They're both making $1 million in profit. All right. But one of these businesses is worth significantly more. Which one? Well, I would think it'd be relatively obvious. The one that's worth significantly more is the real estate or the property business, right? It wins by a mile because it will keep churning out the profit even without the owner present. It's a machine that just works. Whereas the influencer, if she gets sick, or she gets deplatformed. Let's say all her followers were on one platform, like YouTube or whatever. If she got deplatformed, which has happened with plenty of influencers, immediately all that profit's gone. So the business is significantly less stable, so it's worth less money. But the property business, if it's got, all these properties, right? If it's got hundreds of properties that make up this portfolio, if it loses tenants, right? It doesn't matter because it doesn't. Significantly, no one property loss. If one property burns down and now can't be rented out, it doesn't overwhelmingly disrupt the portfolio. So it's much more stable. Okay. It's less dependent on the owner, and that makes it more valuable. So think about it this way: the less dependent the business is on you, the more money it's worth. Okay. Whereas the more dependent upon it is on you, the less it's worth. So the more stability you can create in your company, the less it's dependent upon you, the more your business is going to be worth. So I personally bought, I've been in business about 20 years, and I've bought and sold over a dozen. I said over 20 years. I didn't really start buying and selling until I was 3, 4, 5 years in. So I've had at least 15 years of buying and selling different companies, and 20 years in business. And I've developed a formula that not only accurately determines the multiple, but also I'll show you how to get it to the maximum end of its range. But before I tell you what it is, I first want to deliver on my promise to reveal to you. I said the most important metric right back at the start, the most important person, and the most important activity. Okay. No surprise, the most important person in your business is you. It's no external factor. You are the secret sauce because you're the one that makes the decisions. You're the one that decides to hire. When to fire, whether to go down route A or route B to launch new products, to advertise in different places. Right? You're the one that makes the decisions about whether or not the company is going to win or lose. So you are the most important person because you're making the decisions. So how do you cultivate your brain, so you make better decisions in the future. Whether or not you outperform your competition or not is going to be dependent upon the decisions that you make. And so, therefore, I put it to you that the most important activity you can do is to make the decisions that drive the value of your business, okay? And make it less dependent upon you. The less dependent it is on you, the more valuable your company is. The more stable your company is, the more valuable it's going to be. The more your company's growing, the more valuable it's going to be. And it's all going to be driven by you. So the most important metric is your company's valuation. The most important person is you. And the most important activity is making the decisions that drive up your company's valuation. Okay. So here's the system that I've developed. Right. And it's at its root, it's based around maximizing your multiple, right? Because the four things that create your company's valuation, but three of them relate to your financial statements, your balance sheet, and your P&L. The fourth one, the one that really drives it, the holy grail, is the multiple. And the multiple is calculated across six different areas of your business. Okay. So you've got to level up, improve, strengthen these six different areas of your business. They are finance, legal, marketing, sales, operations, and people. In other words, how you keep track of things financially and how you financially run the business, your legal protections, etc., your marketing systems and your lead generation, how will you close and convert those to sales and your sales throughput, your operations, how you deliver the products and service and keep maintaining your gross profit margins, and your people, the team, the strength of the team. And that's both internal, your employees, and external contractors. Okay. So they're the six areas of your business. And if you want to get them the highest possible multiple and the highest possible value, you need to score each of these areas, right? And I've got a scale of 0 to 4, and you need to basically be at a level 4 in each of these six areas. Okay, so you need to level up in each of these six areas, and there's a system, a methodology where you can pinpoint where your company currently is in each of those six areas. You're level 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4, because you're only as strong as your weakest link. So a mistake that happens all the time is, somebody's really epic at sales and their company really sells well, and they try and make everything better just with that one hammer called sales, 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 but they're really weak in terms of operations, or they're really weak legally. And of course, wherever your weakest link is, that's where you get exposed, right? I know somebody a few years ago was about to sell his company, very profitable company, but financially he was weak. What that meant was his financial systems were weak. And sadly, he was within months of closing for a multi-seven-figure exit. And his finance director, we'll call it, senior finance manager, defrauded him of £1.7 million, which meant rather than get a multiple seven-figure exit, he ended up putting the company into liquidation. It was an absolute train wreck because his financial systems weren't robust enough. Equally, legally, sometimes you have really profitable businesses, but their legal protections are weak and somebody goes and sues them, right? Or their operations fall apart, or their marketing, all their lead gen comes from one platform. They get deplatformed, all their lead gen goes away, and the company grinds to a halt. You're only as strong as the weakest link. Okay. And so I've developed a system that allows you to get scored in each of these six areas. And I put it into a simple software tool, and I'm going to give you this formula away for free on the 30th of January. If you follow this formula, it's not only going to diagnose for you, right? But it'll help you maximize your multiple. It'll maximize your multiple. It'll maximize your profit. It will create more stability in your business, and it'll make it less dependent upon you, which means it's worth more if you sell it. But even if you don't sell it, you know what? You're going to make more money and with less stress. And to celebrate the launch of this tool on the 30th of January, I'm also simultaneously having a workshop to guide my best clients, my private clients, my mastermind members who pay between £14,000 and £60,000 per year to be part of my different level groups. I'm going to walk them step by step through the process to use the tool and how to apply it to their business to decide what to do. Okay. This workshop is going to be on the 30th of January, 2024 at Warwick Conferences. But it's for my members, but I'm also going to have 10 guest spots available if your business is doing in excess of half a million in revenue. So you're already established, you're already up and running, you're profitable, you've got at least half a million in revenue, and you're looking to scale. Ideally, you'd be seven figures in revenue and looking to scale. Okay. It's not one of those workshops. While all my clients who are in my ongoing programs are gonna be there, I'm not selling these guest spots for £5,000 a ticket, like one of these premium seminars. I'm just asking you to contribute a nominal value of £197 plus VAT, just to cover my team's time and the cost of running the venue. Okay, so it's an opportunity for you to see whether or not we want to work together on an ongoing basis. So I'm going to give you this tool for free, and I'm going to walk you through the tool and how to apply it to your business to give you a chance. If you like my methodology, if you can see how this will drive your company's valuation by six or seven figures in over the coming year, then you might want to help work and join one of our ongoing training, private consulting, or mastermind programs. If you're interested in that workshop, look for a link below. Or it'll be in the description of this video, and we'll send you more information. But if you can't make it or you don't want to, just keep an eye out on the 30th of January anyway, and we'll give you your free access to this tool. You just won't get the step-by-step guide along with it. So either way, get the tool on the 30th of January. But if you want to know more about the workshop and have us walk you through it and hold your hand through it, check out the link below. That's all for today. Remember, if you want a better business, you need to be a better business owner. Bye for now.